first time in a long time.
Oh, hi.
And so yeah, all the kids, come on up here.
What is it?
You guys are just amazingly important. And you know, we're continuing to talk about the fruit of the Spirit. And I wrote it in English and Japanese. With Japanese, I wrote in hiragana because the kanji is really hard. Like, okay, but we wrote in hiragana, so the kids who read Japanese can read that. And let's say it in English and then in Japanese. The fruit of the Spirit, are you ready? 1, 2, 3.
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Okay? これに対して霊の結ぶには愛であり、喜び、平和、寛容、親切、善意、誠実、柔和、節制です。
Ooh, good job! Okay. So, first thing I want to just kind of back up a little bit. Can you go to the next slide? Okay, so we're talking about fruit here. Okay, can you guys do me a favor? I want you to just really try hard. And could you make me an apple? Okay, we're going to try. Are you ready? Okay, 1, 2, 3.
頑張ってリンゴになれる？なった？頑張ってリンゴになった？なったし、10個の中で。頑張ってリンゴ。
そう、顔がね。
でもね、まだ実になってないよね。
Was there some reason, like, you guys tried really hard, right?
頑張ったけど実はならなかったね、今ね。どうしてだろう？
Why didn't you make any apples? There's lots of apples on the tray.
写真ではそうだけど。
Oh, it doesn't mean like actual fruit. Okay, okay. Well, when it is actual fruit, like how many of you guys ever really saw like a real live apple tree or like a real live... Was the tree trying really hard? You can't tell. That's probably true. Okay, Mia, you're very smart. You have to be like a step ahead and I'll never have a step ahead of these kids. That's probably true, but probably the tree can bear fruit because of where it's plugged into. It's gathering its life from the ground and from... And in the same way, the fruit of the Spirit is not something we try really hard for, okay? It's something that we... It's just natural. It's just, we just have fruit because we have the Holy Spirit of God inside of us. That's why they call it the fruit of the Spirit, okay? Because it's fruit from the Spirit of God.
Okay?
So, we've been talking about lots of different stuff, so today is faithfulness. So, can we look at the next slide? Okay. So, what's this? This is glue, okay? This is really strong glue. Now, Noah, when is your birthday, sweetie?
Noah's birthday.
Just Lord, this coming Thursday. Yeah, we know that. Every day. There's so many kids at Mizuba, we have a birthday party every week. So. It was just this past Thursday?
Wow.
Yeah, and how old were you?
Wow.
Okay. So, Noah, could you stand up for just a second? And I want you to come and help me for a minute, okay? So this is, do you know what this is?
This is, sorry,
okay, this is money. You know what you call it? This is a 1 yen, okay? But look at it really carefully. Your eyes are young, so better than mine. How many is here? Okay, could you take them apart? Oops, Barbara didn't drop it. Okay, go ahead, stand up again. Could you take it apart? Okay, don't try too hard. Okay, well, you sit down and keep trying, okay? So, faithfulness is like glue. Okay, you're like stuck on something. And no matter what tries to pull you apart, you can't. Okay, so first, I want to... You know, it says we should be faithful, but first I want to think about with you guys, faithful, stuck to who, okay, or to what? So can you guys think of anything that you should be faithful to, stuck to? Just, you know, you're with them and you're never going to leave. Okay, Lily. God, okay, that was my first one too. Absolutely. We have to be faithful to God because God is faithful to you. And let me tell you, no matter how hard any of you guys try to run away from God any time in your life, God's not going to let you go. Okay, He's going to chase you down. And you may try, you could go as far as you want, but you're never going to get away from God. Okay, so just remember that. You love God right now, but there might come a day when you don't. And God's going to chase you down. So you remember Barbara's words on this day, okay? Anything else we should be faithful to? Lily's got all the answers. Friends, okay. That's really true. Hold on, I'm not that fast, Lily. Okay, friends, but you know what? There are some friends that we shouldn't be so faithful to. We can care about them and we can love them, but there are some friends that are not so healthy for us. So maybe we shouldn't stick on those friends like glue, okay? We should always be nice to them and care about them, but maybe we shouldn't be with them all the time. Okay, look, Lily had another one for me. Okay, well, you can keep it. It's yours. Anybody else? Go ahead. Wait, give me one at a time.
Mom and Dad.
Mom and Dad. Okay, yeah, Mom and Dad. Family, okay? Family is so... so important. And this just, she had two more, but I only want one more, so can
that
you?
That was family.
Okay, family. Family and mom and dad. Okay, so the other one is church. Maybe you think like, why should I be faithful to church? But Jesus said that the church is His body. So even though sometimes it's so hard to stick to church, because sometimes you might come to church and there might be some things that make it really hard to stick to church, okay? And you might think like, I'm going to leave, I'm going to go to a different church, okay? But it's really important to be faithful to church. So I wanted you guys to help me a little bit more, okay? Not just Lily, everybody, okay? What might make it difficult to be faithful, to stick to church or to stick to God or to stick to your family, stick to your friends? What could be make it difficult? Stick to your husband, okay? In the future, you might get married, hopefully. Have some beautiful kids like you, okay? It's hard to stick and be faithful. So what's going to be make it difficult? I'm going to help you out, okay? Mad. Okay, I want to see all your guys' mad face. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, mad face. Okay? Okay? That was really good. Okay, next thing. Sometimes somebody might make you sad. Okay, everybody sad face. Sad face, sad face. Okay, next one I've got is scared. Okay, sometimes we're afraid, okay? Scared face. scared. None of you guys are ever scared. I'm the only one. Scared face, scared face. Okay, now this one you guys are really good at. Bored. Bored face. And at those times, there's a lot more. Time's up. There's a lot more. So I want you to remember those times when, you know, things are not as easy as you would like them to be. Just stay faithful. Okay? Just stay. Don't leave. Stay with your family. Stay with the people that God has given you. Stay with the church. Okay? So everybody gets one of these. It's not Ichimai, it's Nimai. Together. Could you help pass them out for me? Everybody take one set. Here you go. Here you go. Everybody got one?
Yeah.
Sure. Here you go. Everybody got one? Here. One for Zuri, okay? Anybody else? Asher, wait. Can you give to Tomal and to Judah in the back? And anybody else sick or not around? Okay. Let's pray.
Michael.
Mike might eat it. You can hold it for Michael for when he's older. Okay, let's pray. Father God, You are so faithful, and You stick to us like glue. So God, we just ask that we could be faithful too, and we could stick to You and to Your church like glue, and we could stick to the people in our lives that You have brought us together with. Even when they make us mad, or sad, or bored, or scared, let us be faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you guys, you're amazing. Okay, so little kids upstairs, and big kids, we need you guys down here for answering the questions, because none of the adults know the answers to any of the questions, so you guys go sit with your parents, and Damon is going to come today, so let's give him a big hand. He's working full time, I'm sure he's busy, so thank him for preparing for us today.
Thank you, Damon. All right.
I have to start because I have to disagree with something Barbara said last
week.
In preparation for the women's retreat, she said that she thinks that women have the hardest job in the world. I personally actually, in this story, think that actually if men do their job correctly, they actually have the most difficult job in the world. Now the key is correctly. And I hope as I kind of talk today that we'll understand where I'm coming from. Now I have to thank Maz because Maz is actually not feeling the greatest today. And I know how my brain works when I have to think about
it.
It doesn't always quite work the same way. So we'll just do what the Holy Spirit does. And so if you guys can keep my family in prayer. My son has influenza B, which he had influenza A a month ago, and now he has influenza B. And as much as my wife doesn't want to admit it, I think she has influenza B as well. She endured yesterday contrary to But I'm very glad, and she's very glad actually. Okay, today we're going to talk about a deeper kind of love. And I have to say, this is one of those subjects to me in terms of that a lot of times we kind of look into, but we don't really go deep with. Now, I'm going to be speaking on one of my favorite books of the Bible. And it's not a normal book that everybody would say is a favorite book of the Bible.
そんなトピなの。
It's so favorite that I actually named one of my children after it.
でもこれあまりにも好きなので、私はこの聖書の歌詞から自分の子供たちの名前を付けたんです。
Now you guys are thinking Asher's not a book of the Bible.
え、アッシャーなんていないな、聖書に。
And you're thinking Zuriel is not a book of the Bible.
Zuriel も聖書にないなと思うかもしれませんけど、でも。
But Asher's middle name is called Hosea.
アッシャーのミドルネームはホゼアなんですね。
How many people knew that?
知ってた人いますか？
So when you're talking about the book of Hosea,
Hosea 書について今日話しますけども、
but we're going to start off with a verse from John.
今日はですね、最初ヨハネによる福音書から読んでいきたいと思います。
This is my commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this that someone lay down his life for his friends.
はい、お願いします。私があなた方を愛したように互いに愛し合いなさい。これが私の掟である。友のために自分の命を捨てること、これ以上に大きな愛はない。
Now today we're going to talk about what I think is one of the best love stories in the entire Bible. And I wish it's my hope one day that I can do a whole series on Hosea. Because I cannot even scratch the surface in 40 minutes. It's not your typical love story. In fact, it's so much of a deep love story that I've got to give you a little bit of background for you to understand. And I have to challenge you this week that you go and read it yourself because you're going to get nothing from me, nothing much from me. You're going to have to read it.
You're
going to soak it in. Journal about it. Talk to your friends about it. Because that's the only way you're going to grow. I am a teacher. And I know that half of you will probably only get about 5% of what I say. Some of you have had a long week. And your eyes are going to fall out of sleep. It's not a concern for me. If you're that tired, don't feel bad. Try to get 5-10% and then go home and read it. So a little bit of background. The Bible is a beautiful thing because it interweaves so beautifully. You have two testaments that link together in perfect unity. Things that happen in the Old Testament that predict what happens in the New Testament. You've got a God who sets apart a group of people, Israelites, and sets apart us as Christians. So when God was setting apart these people, he said he gave a list of rules that if they obeyed, they would receive all these blessings. And if they didn't obey, they would receive all these curses. He warned them over and over again not to connect with the people of this world. So he didn't want them to get along with Assyria or Babylon because they worshipped terrible gods. They did terrible things to people. And God set them apart so that they would be holy and different. So after this, he said, he had to make an agreement called a covenant. And the Israelites agreed that if they did these things, they would allow themselves to be subjects to God. And throughout Israelite history, for a while they'd serve him. And over time they would gradually accept the ways of the world. And then God would send prophets. And these prophets would yell, "Stop! If you keep going this way, you're going to kill yourself." And God is going to be allowed to punish you for it. Not to be a mean God, but to bring you back to that state of being separate. もう一度選ばれたものとして確保してくださった民衆の預言者を送ってくださった。
And so you have all these prophets.
私たちは多くの預言者を旧約聖書の中に見ることができ
る。And when you read the prophets in the Bible,
預言者を私たちの聖書の中で読む中で、
Ezra, I mean, Hosea, Joel, Amos,
Obadiah,
the long line of them, when you read these guys,
預言者たちは私たちを見ることができますね。
You're crying out, stop!
そしてそれ彼らは言うんですね。イスラエルの民はそっちに行くな。止まれ。
Return to righteousness.
本当に正義なる民に
立ち向かいなさい。Return to love me, love God.
神様愛する方に向かいなさい。もう一度方向転換をしなさいという預言者たちは。
I have a little confession to make. When I was in high school, for many of you guys know, I played football with a football scholarship in the U.S.
私はですね、高校でアメリカフットボールやって、そこで奨学金をもらって大学まで行った
んです。But a lot of times people are just identified as kind of football players. They are the football player, the athlete.
ね、スポーツプレーヤーですね。俺様の天下みたいな大きな顔してるんですね。
But I would sneak up in my room half like in the afternoon.
そしてでもその時私は自分の家にも部屋にも入ってですね。
And I would read commentary after commentary after commentary. 一生
懸命中学聖書の中間書を読んでました。
Because I was obsessed with the minor prophets.
なぜならその時私本当にこの小預言者って言われる人たちにすごく興味があって、預言者
って。Which are the small little books of the Bible in Old Testament.
旧約聖書の書にある小さな何章かの、預言書なんですけど。
And I remember reading this story in Hosea.
その時によくこのホセアを読んだのを今でも覚えています。
And I was fascinated.
そしてその時はこれすごいと思ったんですね。
So I'm going to give you a little summary of the story because it's too long.
長いですけれども、ちょっとしたあらすじを皆様に今日話したいと思います。
During our discussion.People argue whether it's figurative or if it actually happens or if it didn't.
象徴的なことか実際的なことは分からないんですけど、いろんな議論がなされていますけれども。
Who cares?
それちょっと置いて。
The reality is, he says to Hosea, marry a prostitute.
神様は、ホセアに売春婦と結婚しなさいと言ったんです。
So she actually ends up leaving him and going and living with her lover.
で、彼はですね、実際そう言って、売春婦とか、あと愛人と結婚することになる。
And during this process, she has children.She has Gomer has children. Homer marries the prostitute, and then Gomer has children, and then Gomer. Hosea and Gomer.
Hosea is a man, and Gomer is a
Gomer is the prostitute. So she goes and lives over a long course of time with another man. How many people here would be okay with that? I can't say that I would. And yet, Hosea loves her through the process.
その状況を見てもね、ゴメルを受け取ることは
できない。In fact, as I mentioned that he actually goes and gives her things in the process.
そして、ホセアはゴメルを見守っていくんですね。
She is with another man.
ゴメルは他の自分ではない他の男性と一緒にいるんですけども。
And he is providing for her.
でも、ホセアはゴメルのためにいろんなものを持っていくんですね。
It continues so that after he provides for her,
そしていろんなものを捧げた後に、その備えた後にごめんなさい。
He actually goes and buys her back.
そして彼女を買い戻すね。自分の
ために。So he pays her the equivalent of like a slave.
ですから、奴隷に支払いぐらいのものを与えて、そのごめんを自分のものとに買い戻す、そういうものが。
And brings her back to himself.
それが、自分の元に戻すんですけども。
And some of the most beautiful language in the Old Testament.
本当に神素晴らしい言語で。
He said, I'm going to allure her.
私は彼女を私の元に導くみたいな。
I'm going to win her back to me.
彼女をちゃんと私の元に勝ち取るみたいな言い方をします。
Wait a minute.
待て、ちょっとおかしいじゃないかと思うんですけど。
She is with another man.
彼女は他の男性と一緒にいるのに。
He has every single right.
ホセアは本当にもう彼女のことを見捨ててどっか行ってもいいはずなのになんでホセアと思うんですよ。
And yet he buys her back.
でも彼女をもう一度買い戻すんです。
And brings her back to himself.
で自分の元に戻すんですね。
What a beautiful picture.
これは美しい神様のなされた技だと思います。
What we see is God's love and His character. This is a picture of a wonderful God loving His people. This is us. In our messes. In spite of Gomer's
sin,
Hosea loves her. According to Old Testament law, she deserved death. By having an affair, the penalty is death. But he didn't execute that. How many of you, when you have a right to do something, someone has done something to you, you cry out to God, this person did me wrong. They deserve to be punished. Why do I have to go through this? It's one of those things that Hosea wrestles with. I'm not going to lie. I know for me, there are some times I wish the wrath of God would come out on some other people. It has taken me years just to really start to deal with my heart issues. I would argue that the more angry or frustrated you get in those situations, the more it reveals what your relationship or your understanding of who God is. Because if God loves people like that, shouldn't we? If God is willing to give up his life for other people, shouldn't we? When we're sitting in a group and somebody says something offensive, do we have a right to be offended? In this case, Gomer goes and has an affair. And Homer still loves her. As our church begins to grow, people are going to offend one another. English speakers are going to do something very non-Japanese. And Japanese speakers are going to be doing something very non-English. There are going to be words that are spoken that are just mean. Moss might come and yell at me. I haven't heard
him raise his voice yet.
And I can't, if I get offended right away,
take it in.
A little thing like that. What does it say about my view of God? God is exactly like Hosea. He patiently waits. It's amazing sometimes when I hear people talk about the Old Testament. And they'll say things like, in the Old Testament, God was a mean God of wrath. And suddenly in the New Testament, he became a God of grace. And it's not true. In fact, in the Old Testament, you see so much grace. It's unbelievable. There's so much time between when God warns people and when God fulfills his warning. I know that some of my friends had struggles. And there's been times where I really had to sit with my friends in the midst of their sin. And really love them. I remember like 15 years ago. I remember sitting with a friend of mine and we just talked for hours and hours and hours when he was struggling. And I had other people that wanted to abandon him. I had other people that I watched them kind of criticize him. And I remember sitting for almost 7 nights straight with him for 2 hours segments. And I started to listen to why he did what he did. And it was one of the greatest lessons I learned about the way God looks at us. Because I saw how broken he was. I saw how his past had affected how he behaved. I saw that if I initially judged him based on how what he did, I would have been out of line. I would have been wrong
to him.
It spoke to me about how patient love is. It spoke to me about how gracious love is. It spoke to me about the cost of what our love is. And I would say something as well that in the second I'll just give you your verses for those of you taking notes. My second point is that Hosea demonstrated his love for his wife in the midst of her sin. That's in Hosea 2:7-14. And this is the thing is how fast do we give up on others? Now I know some people say there's some people who are just dangerous for you to hang around. But I think that we use that as an excuse more than
Hosea
went over and above to love his wife Gomer. And he did it without wanting anything in return. He goes to her and makes provision. Essentially gives her provision to her lover. And essentially he takes credit for it. Isn't this an incredible picture of God? In the midst of our crap, am I allowed to say that? In the midst of our junk, he loves us. It makes me laugh sometimes because people will say stuff like, even though I'm sinning, God still loves me. I'm still getting all the
blessings.
He's loving us in the midst of our sin. He's not blessing us. You're going to have friends and stuff who say that, or you yourself might say, well, God's still blessing me even though I'm doing
all these
bad things. It's not that. It's that He loves you so much,
He's not going to just
cut you right off. So again, with us and our friends and family, aren't we supposed to reflect God? Aren't we supposed to love people in spite of the things
that they
do? Aren't we supposed to provide for them even when we don't feel like it? Aren't we supposed to give to them even when we don't want to give? God's character is not like us. But because His Spirit is inside of us, we now become, the more we engage, it will become more natural for us to love people. Honestly, I can say as I've gotten older, I've seen this reality.
それをだんだん現実ものになって見えてくることができる。
The older I get, the more natural it becomes to live out the fruit of God's Spirit.
神様の霊に敏感になって、そしてその実を結ぶようなことがなっていったような気がします。
Now I must preface it with the fact that we have to stay connected to God.
でもそれは神様に
interact
with God. 神様との交わりの時は大切だと思います。
But God will continually put people in your life that will challenge that process that you rely on Him.
いろんな人を送って私たちは、神様は本当に成長させて続けてください。
The last point was that